Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you tell me, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, and then a blog or television station?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race? Black. African American.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is your age?
54,
thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president?
Most definitely. Okay,
thank you so much. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the... I'm sorry,
I didn't know there was options. Keep going, I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you think that are more important than previous election, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
Okay, thank you. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are the more important than usual?
You have to have a lot at stake, including Roe versus Wade.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to type your answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied?
No. Dissatisfied.
Okay, and is that satisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
I approve.
Okay, and is that strongly or somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Okay, getting worse. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns that some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and President. For each one, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue is for you. You can use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, passing common sense gun reforms, that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
And what was the choices?
Yes, you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Rate them on a scale of 0 and 10 of how important a voting issue is for you.
Okay. Guns off the streets is a 10.
Okay. Do you want me to read the first one again?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. The first one is passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
10.
Okay. Then we have investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways?
10.
Okay, thank you. Then we have strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
Okay, 10.
10, okay. Then we have making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
8.
8, thank you. Then we have investing in the childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents.
Okay.
10, got it. The next one is stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history and racism and slavery in public schools.
10.
10, thank you. And then we have protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Oh, that's there for your 10.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose up to 2 answers. The choices are bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedom, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms for being rolled back, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, or stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
That was a lot to say at one time, so I would definitely say 1.
Okay.
And can you go over some of the other? I know the last one you spoke. 1, of course. The last one you said is very important to me. Can you go over some of the others again?
Okay, sure. The others are protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping our hard...
Okay, so I'm sorry, I don't want to get lost again. So inflation, I'm a realtor, so that's very important to me. Interest rates and inflation are very important. So I definitely want to add that one in.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, and we will go on to the next one. The first one is Kamala Harris.
100.
I'm sorry, did you say 100?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Oh, what's that about? 75.
75, okay. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
About 75.
Okay. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
80,
okay, got it. Then we have Donald Trump.
We don't say 1. No, I'm sorry, don't say that. About 50.
50, okay, thank you.
There's some things I do like. Oh, yes.
Okay, then we have Jill Stein.
I'm not sure who that is. I've heard the name, but
okay.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. And then we have J.D. Vance.
I don't know anything about him, so I will say 1.
1, okay. Then we have Michelle Obama.
We'll go right back up to the 100.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Republican Donald Trump, the independent Cornel West, the Independent Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and the Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris. Is it an order? Is there an order? John F. Kennedy was not in my time, so I just know of him. I don't know. I would vote for him.
Okay.
But that would not be, that would be in an order. Kamala would still be number one.
Okay, got it. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Democratic, okay, thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in the 2024 election and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. So now we will let you ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first one is, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
I agree with that.
And is that a strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree with that.
Okay. Then we have, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Almost definitely.
Okay. And then we have, even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, I would like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in your community. For each one, please tell me who you think will be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. The first one is protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Kamala Harris.
And is she much better? Or just somewhat better?
Much better. Much better.
Okay, thank you. And then we have implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Much better.
Again, Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Okay. Then we have improving K-12 public school education.
Harris.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, thank you. Then we have maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women.
I think much better for Kamala Harris.
Okay. And the last one is fixing the immigration system.
Donald Trump.
And is that somewhat better? Oh, much better. Thank you. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in the 2024 elections. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't depend on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for all children.
True. I strongly believe that.
In a scale of 0 to 10, that will be a 10?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the last one says, Some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of the quarter entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security.
Yes, it is there.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. Thank you so much. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, some people change their minds. It's okay if you don't, but let me ask you now. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same, okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. And for each one, please tell me whether you have used them in the past few weeks. In the past few days, sorry. Have you used TikTok in the past few days?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And have you used Facebook in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Have you used Instagram in the past 2 days?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Have you used YouTube in the past 2 days?
What was that again?
Yes, have you used YouTube in the past 2 days?
I have, yes.
Okay. And have you used Twitter in the past 2 days?
Twitter, no, I have not.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
16.
16, okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced?
Well, I'm actually divorced. I guess divorce and single should be the same thing, but...
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do not.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay, thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often do you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever?
Once or twice a month.
Thank you, Jack. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate,
thank you. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Employee, retired or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Self-employed. I don't know if that was one, self-employed.
Oh, okay, it can be employed.
Okay.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye-bye.